Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, you know what it is. ...1911 University. If there's any one platform of gun that most people have more experience with, it would have to be the 1911. And my the professor of 1911 University, of course, is a master when it comes to building these things. He builds them in a way that I'm sure Browning would be quite proud of now. And that, of course, talking about Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm good to go. I am good to go. You came up in a discussion the other day. I was describing, when somebody was asking which is the nicest gun I own or have ever owned, of course, it's my, currently it is my Chambers Custom Fat WMGC Compact. And so their question was, oh, so do you ever shoot it? Do you ever carry it?
Nah, I just look at it and stroke it in the dark.
And I got to thinking about this. I don't let it get exposed to any light. It has to be in a room where there's no air moving. And no, when you look at mine, if I were to send you pictures of mine, you would not accuse me of treating it kindly. Because I've got a couple scratches on the slide and everything else. I think it gives a little bit of, you know, a little bit of character to show a gun that's been used. Because the Working Man's Gun series, my impression of this gun is that you did not design this to be a safe queen.
No, none of them are. None of those guns are designed to be safe queens. I mean, even the fancy, shiny, polished guns that I personally build for guys are not designed to be safe queens. You know, they're designed to be shot and loved, and some of them carried. But you know, some guys just they like to put them in the safe and pull them out when they're drinking fine whiskey and just look at them.
But now, like your Pro Series, though, those are highly specialized tools. They're definitely not supposed to be. Look at this! I have a Night Fighter, so I don't want to breathe on it. I only handle it with white gloves. That's not what that gun's about, is it?
No. I mean. And that falls in the same line as the Fat WMG guns. They're, you know, like I say, all those guns are made to be used and shot, carried, wear them guns out. You know, I mean, that's the whole point behind them. The same thing with the Pro Series guns, the Yetis, the YC Squares, all of them. You know, they're made to be utilized to the fullest potential of their capacity. And that's the beautiful thing about them. You know, they do look good, I think, anyways.
Yeah.
Clients seem to think so.
Yeah.
But they're a utilitarian tool, you know.
I can't remember. Frank Miller. Do you know who Frank Miller is?
Frank Miller.
Frank Miller is a cartoonist who He reimagined Batman.
And
He took Batman from looking like an aesthetically pleasing Greek god athlete and turned him into a hardened-browed, cauliflower-eared bruiser, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I look at a Chambers custom gun, I'm not, you know, there's nothing in the fine details about the gun that indicates to me that I need to be careful with it. You almost look at it and you're like, you know, if I run out of ammo, I'll just beat you to death with it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could certainly do that. I would get a different magazine, but yeah, that would work too.
But anyway, with these guns, with the now there are some guns out there that I don't think inspire that kind of confidence. And here, this is a question I haven't really thought to pose this to you, but you guys are very, 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 very conscious of your slide fit, for example, and your barrel fit. Now, does a slide fit that is actually very well done, is that going to last longer on a gun than the one that you buy where they say, well, to break it in, you got to fire 500 times and just grind that metal on down, just pound, 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 pound on it till it gets slick? Is that kind of care that you guys take with the fit, is that going to last longer for somebody than somebody who gets out there and, you know, they just going out there and shooting blind at the ducks or whatever to get those 500 rounds out of the way?
Yeah, I mean, that's the premise anyway, and that's what's been proven over the years. I mean, mechanical things do loosen up and wear with time, and depending on the maintenance schedule and the abuse that you put through them. But generally speaking, yes, the idea is that if the slide to frame fit is fit properly and the slide is moving straight back and forth, as opposed to slopping side to side, and the barrel fit is fit properly, then, you know, it's going to last a lot longer. For example, I saw a post this past week from another gunsmith. Somebody shared it to me where he was talking about this precision pistol that he built, yada, 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 and he showed the barrel hood fit to be 5 thousandths, so 0.005. And, you know, we fit our hood to, or barrel hood to slide tolerance to just under 1,000ths, closer to 0.5. It has to drop free, but it's closer to 0.5 thou. And, the reason we fit it that tight is so that the barrel doesn't have room to move fore and aft when the gun goes off. We want that to all stay tight and true, because what that does is it prevents the barrel lugs from wearing out as fast. So if it prevents the barrel lugs from wearing out as fast, it means the gun stays accurate longer, it stays tighter longer. You know, the tighter the tolerances within reason allows the gun to run and perform better longer. A gun with a 5,000th barrel hood gap, I mean, that's basically a Colt tolerance, and a gun with that gap is going to beat the slide lugs up a lot faster, causing premature wear to the barrel and the slide. And on a gun that I was told sold for $12,000, to me, I don't see that as an acceptable option.
Right. And that's so with, you know, with the custom gun part, we've talked about that before. And I do want to touch on that again, but I mean, the thing that I like about your execution of a gun is that there are some guns that I have handled that if I owned them, I probably would, you know, I'd keep them, but I probably wouldn't shoot them that often just because they either seem too decorative or something. But, you know, hang on for me. ChambersCustom.com, this is where you would go if you want to get involved in, if you want to get a working man's gun, if you want to get one of the specialty guns that are going to be coming out, because that changes from day to day. All of those things change from day to day, because it is a very limited number of guns out there today. Less than 800 pistols from Chambers Custom in the world in circulation. So it's quite something to fire something this good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. He is the guy behind, the best execution of what has evolved from the 1911. Does anybody ever come up to you and ask you where you got your idea for what you do? Now, I know you trained with Mr. Marvell, yes?
Yes.
Was he the same kind of gun builder you are?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, he was very meticulous. Just like I am, sometimes overly meticulous. But just different in other ways.
What would you say would be the, like, where is, was it more of a philosophical difference or an execution difference or?
No, I think probably more of a not even a philosophical difference, because I build, I build guns very similar to what he taught me today, but a lot of the techniques that we use now are different to get the get the same or better results.
Right.
Because we've had a lot of time between now and then we didn't use a lot of machinery. We used a mill, for cosmetic cuts and for certain things on the guns, but we use a mill for a lot of stuff now that I used to do by hand, which makes those parts that we machine more consistent over and over and over again. Back in the day, we used excellent parts, but there were parts out there that were excellent or better than excellent that we didn't use because we didn't know about, or because they were more expensive, or whatever reason. And those are the parts I use now. There's been a better, an improvement on the breed, if you will, from where I started there to where we are today. And, things like the 2019 frames that we have made, they're a far cry above the wide body frames that we were using back in the day. Because we had to use whatever was available, whether it was a paraframe or an old STI frame, or whatever. And sometimes those frames didn't have the best quality or measure, or tolerances. Sometimes they were really not good at all. But you had to learn to work with them and make the gun run as best you could. So, there's a lot of little things that are different today. But I would say the build philosophy is the same. Build the best gun you can for the money. Don't cut any corners.
Right.
But we've just taken it to the next step as far as the refining the techniques, if you will.
Well, one of the things that this is coming from somebody who used military 1911s. That's where I started this little journey of mine. The 1911 today is a far cry better than it used to be, but it seems now, with your iteration of it, it just seems like my first, if I were just to grab your gun without running the slide, my first thought just from trying to wiggle the slide on the frame would be that this is way too tight.
Mm-hmm.
But then I run the slide on the gun, and wow, that's, it's like it's on ball bearings or electromagnetic rails or something. It's just gliding back and forth. And that kind, is this where all the time comes in, the fit on the barrel and the fit on the slide? Is this where you guys spend most of your time?
We spend a lot of time there, yeah. I mean, I would say, for me personally, I probably, because of my experience and my time doing it, I probably spend more time on the barrel fit than anything else. just because I'm, you know, so meticulous about it. But I also spent a lot of time on trigger work, And there is a difference between my trigger work and the trigger work of the guys who build guns for me, just because of the exorbitant amount of time I spend on them. But that's also because I, you know, I can spend the time on them. The triggers that the guys do are exceptional. They're really good. The only person you're probably going to find out there that does a better trigger than Brandon or Eric is me. You know, and it's just because I'm spending, you know, an extra hour on the process than they are because they have a time limit that they have to, you know, that they have to adhere to, basically. I mean, that doesn't make it sound right, I guess. They're not on a clock, but they also know that they have to build so many guns in a year, a gun a week, basically. And so if they run into a little hiccup, they have to learn to solve that quicker instead of fiddle farting around with it like I do. You know, I mean, I'll sit there and tweak it until every gun, you know, every trigger that I build, I'm treating as a bullseye gun. They're right. Not building bullseye guns. They're building combat guns, and there's an absolute difference. You know, I did a trigger for a client the other day that was a medium roll. Well, my guys don't do medium roll triggers. They do a short roll trigger. Every gun they build is a short roll trigger. It's an exceptional trigger for what the gun is. But for a bullseye shooter that wanted a medium roll trigger, that won't work. You know, so there's a difference there, and that takes a certain amount of finesse. That doesn't mean they can't do it. When requested, they can.
Right.
But as a general rule, they're not doing that every day.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the next break. This kind of stuff that we're talking about, the kind of fitting and all this other stuff that they do, you can follow this almost in real time sometimes. You can follow it because every one of these guys that works with Joe, Brandon and Eric, and Joe himself, they all have Instagram. And they all publish on Instagram, and they all show their various steps they're going through. In addition to Joe Chambers Custom having a YouTube channel, which is basically almost a masterclass sometimes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. government isn't sure how many Americans are in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby admitting he doesn't know exactly how many citizens remain in the war-torn country. It comes as U.S. troops try to move as many people out as quickly as possible amid the Taliban taking control. State Department spokesman Ned Price with an update on the evacuations.
U.S. military and other country flights continued throughout the last 24 hours. And American citizens and legal permanent residents will be given the first opportunity to board, with other priority groups filling in seats from there.
More Americans keep getting vaccinated against coronavirus. The White House's COVID-19 data director saying just over 1 million doses have been administered in a day. That includes more than 560,000 who are newly vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News. While U.S. forces secure the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, the situation just outside the perimeter has been described as chaos. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
In one part of Afghanistan, a rally in honor of the country's Independence Day from Great Britain in 1919 turned into a protest against the Taliban takeover that was quickly put down by the terrorists. Those trying to flee the country have been met with resistance as they tried to make it to the airport to seek freedom aboard one of the U.S. Air Force C-17 cargo flights. At the Pentagon, Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expressed his frustration.
There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Due to the global computer chip shortage, Toyota is cutting production of its vehicles by 40%. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. We're talking 1911s, 2011s, 2019s, that kind of stuff. Now, the stuff you were just talking about as far as trigger work, for example, this is where I know a lot of people talk about drop-in parts. That's not really where somebody trying to build a really serious weapon wants to go, though, is it?
Not in my opinion.
Yeah.
I just dealt with a guy recently before I was on vacation. He called me. He has a gun, a Colt, 9mm, and he put a drop-in barrel that was threaded because he wanted a threaded barrel on suppressor. And a drop-in slide stop from another company, and the gun don't work. It don't run at all. And he's calling me to ask me why it doesn't work. I'm like, well, first of all, I don't know. I'm not there. I can't see it. I can't look at it. But there could be 2 dozen, 5 dozen, 10 dozen reasons why it doesn't work. but secondly, you know, you put a drop-in barrel in, you have no idea how this fits. Well, it came from this company, blah, blah, is, you know, really reputable. A cool story, bro. you don't know how it fits. There is no such thing as a drop-in part on a 1911, you know, that just doesn't require any fitting and is guaranteed to work every time. It doesn't exist. And, you know, it's funny that you bring this up because, you know, I was on vacation for 10 days, which is why I missed the show for 2 weeks. I apologize to all you listeners. It was the first time I've had a vacation in 7 years with my family. But on our way home, we stopped in Ogden, Utah, where I got to visit the John Moses Browning JMB Museum. And I got to actually see his, you know, the remnants of his original workshop that were left in Ogden. I got to see, lay my dusty eyeballs on the original prototype from 1910 of the 1911. It had no thumb safeties on it. But it did have a ball cut down the top of the slide, so anybody that says they invented putting ball cuts on the slides in 1911 is a fool, because Browning did it in 1910. You know, and so I got to see these guns in person, and a bunch of them, all prototypes from every gun. You know, if you want an A5, prototype, Model 94 Winchester, prototype, bar, prototype, doesn't matter, whatever. And there were no drop-in parts on these guns. You know, they were all handmade. So it humors me when I hear people, you know, it makes my heart laugh when I hear people say, oh, I'm going to put this drop-in trigger in. I'm going to put this, you know, fandangled new fancy-dancy mechanism in for hammer sear disconnector strut replacement. All right, cool. You know, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. It all depends on your gun. It's not to say that a drop-in part won't work on your gun. It might. But chances are that it won't.
Now,
so don't be disappointed if it doesn't.
With the preponderance of plastic fantastic guns out there that have just a plethora of drop-in parts, triggers and compensators and barrels, and I mean, you name it. You name it. You can replace anything on a plastic fantastic. Is this something that a lot of 1911, 2011, 2019 builders have started to do because they feel like they've got to do it in order to have the same options as the plastic fantastic? And I mean, is that even something that should apply? Because I've never looked at a 1911, a 2011, a 2019. I never look at that and go, you know, that reminds me of a Glock.
No, I think it's the nature of people, as a general rule, to modify their junk. It just is. It's the nature of people. And, you know, it's like automobiles. You buy a new, well, it's not so much like this nowadays, because automobiles have everything on them. But when I was in high school, you know, in the 90s, you bought a vehicle. First thing you did was you bought a stereo, right? Because I didn't have no time for no tapes. CDs were out, man.
Right.
I bought a CD player and put it in right there. And I bought some speakers, and I bought some wheels and tires and a, you know, seat cover. It's the nature, especially men. We love to change stuff.
Yep.
Right? We love to modify stuff and try to improve it, most of us. So, yeah, I mean, look at how many guys buy an AR-15 and leave it bone stock. Nobody. Nobody does that, because that's boring. You know, you're going to change the stock. You're going to change the trigger to the newest fandangled thing. You're going to put ambies on it because you might have to shoot left-handed one day. I mean, but that's the nature of invention, right? That's how new ideas come out, because some guy's sitting there in his garage, you know, 17 beers into an 18-pack of Bush Latte, and he goes, man, you know what I need to do? I need to be able to change magazines on my AR-15 from the other side. And so he invents a lever that does that or whatever. So I think that's just the nature of it. And if you go back in time, you know, and you look at some of the greatest gunfighters of all times, those guys were modifying their guns. You know, Bat Masterson, Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp, the Younger Brothers, all those guys, Bonnie and Clyde, they all modified their guns to better suit their needs. So I don't think the whole idea of modifying stuff is new by any means. I think it's the nature of a human being. So my job, right, as a custom gun designer and as a guy who owns a company that builds custom guns, is to design guns that don't need to be modified. That's my job. So I poll people. I talk to people like you and other professional shooters that I deal with on a daily basis. And I go, all right, we're going to design this gun. And this is what I'm thinking. And sometimes they're like, no, dude, no, that's junk. Don't do that. And sometimes you're like, oh, that's sweet. Could you do it like this, this, and this? Sure. You know, so that's my job. basically, right, in a nutshell, is to design stuff that when you, the end user, get it, you look at it and you go, dang, this is perfect. I wouldn't change a thing. Bingo. I did my job.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, though, isn't it? Because, like, when you're doing, like, you were talking about the AR-15 and, like, people that like to DIY themselves. And, like, I'm perfectly happy when you send the two guns you've sent to me, I wouldn't do a thing to.
Sure.
Except maybe take the flashlight off of the other gun, off of the night fighter, just to see how it fights, if it's just, how good it runs if it's just a fighter, you know, not a night fighter.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah. Beyond that, I would probably run it in its original configuration. But at the same time, with some things, some people get out there and they go about their build, and they build their build, and as soon as they're done with their build, as soon as they get it to their zenith, they're like, well, I'm finished with that. I got to start on something else. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. No, so, I see that too all the time.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, and that's why we build a variety of guns.
Yeah.
You know, and it's even more interesting, like for me personally, for the one-off customs I do, I'm literally doing that on every gun.
Yeah.
Right? Every one I get to build is, for the most part, different, new, innovative. You're going to see some guns in the next week that I'm wrapping up. I got four guns I'm finishing cosmetics on right now. And two of them are a two-gun set, so they'll be identical. But the other two are totally different from the others.
Hang on for me. Tell me about it in the next.
Yeah.
In the next to go round, or we'll talk about whatever it is we're going to talk about. Talking, this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We have been talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. We've been talking about what he does with custom guns and the various things that he puts together and all the other stuff. So, if someone is going to be out there looking to purchase a custom gun, and we've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating. How treacherous a ground are they going to be walking on? Because it's not like they're going to get to go to a gun shop and pull it out and say, okay, well, I want to buy a newer version of that, so let me go shoot it here on the range and see how it shoots. Still got Joe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So how should they approach that? How do they? Because you do a bunch of Instagram videos where, like, somebody will say, hey, Joe, I bought this gun. I paid $8,000 in my left kidney for it, and it just won't shoot.
Well, first of all, let's caveat that by saying they didn't buy that gun from us.
That's right. that is one universal truth. Joe does, and I can say this, well, the two guns, hey, listen, when you got Fisher out there, right?
Right.
Yeah, when you got Steve Fisher touting your stuff, Pressburg, he does not impress me as any sort of a bearer of, he's not going to suffer fools very much. And Jared Reston, didn't he just retire as a cop? Every gun he's ever had to carry has to go bang whenever he needs it to go. Right. When you got those kind of guys that are flocked over to your stuff, and then you got young kids like Aaron Cowan is getting out there and looking at your stuff, the people that are showing you attention typically only deal with serious equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Joe. Yes, Joe enjoys. Exactly. Joe exists in some very rare air indeed when it comes to reliability of his weapons. So, anyway, having gotten that out of the way.
So, yeah, I mean, I see that all the time, and it's kind of disheartening because guys do spend a lot of their money on stuff that doesn't work. But it's one of those things that, you know, there's not really an answer for other than contact the manufacturer first. Right? If you got a gun that doesn't work, contact the guy you got it from originally and talk to him about it. And if you don't get a remedy, well, then contact somebody like me, or, you know, there are a couple other guys out there probably that you could contact to talk to them about it.
Sure.
But for the most part, you know, it's a buyer beware market. And there are a number of companies out there that, you know, their whole premise is, unfortunately, they believe their people don't, you know, their clients don't shoot their guns. All right, well, if that's what you believe, I know that I have clients that don't shoot my guns, okay? My buddy Dan Hall, who I just saw a couple of months ago in person on the 4th of July, you know, he flat out told me he's never shot his Black Knight long slide pinstriper, ever. He doesn't know if he'll ever shoot it.
Makes me want to cry.
That's cool. I mean, I shot it. I shot the mess out of it. So I know how it performs, right? At least I know. Tad shot it. He shot it a bunch. He loved it. But Dan has never shot it since he got it. And that's okay. You know, that's fine. He has a regulator, and he shoots that all the time. You know, but it's a buyer beware market. And so if you're going to buy something that's a high-dollar item, you know, it's important to make sure that you check sources that have used that item in the same way that you have.
Right.
You know, you do the same thing with cars. You don't go buy a brand-new model without talking to people who have owned it. You know, I just got an electric mountain bike. You know, I'm working hard to get back in shape. Hunting season's approaching. The fall is coming, and whichever fall you believe in, and you know it's. You saw my post.
I saw that. Yeah. He doesn't mean the fall of society as we know it.
Although it may be
the end of the world as we know it, he doesn't mean that. He's talking about autumn.
Yeah, autumn. Yeah, that's what my buddy was talking about. Yeah. But you know, I mean, so I did a lot of research to figure out which one of these bicycles is best. And I talked to a guy that sells them to see, you know, which model he sells the most of. And I checked my sources, and the same thing goes for guns. You got to do that because there's people out there that just don't build good guns. It's the way of the world, you know? So yeah, I mean, it can be frustrating, but. You know, that's why I started the Patreon page, 1911 University.
Right.
I'm actually releasing another review tonight on a Rock Island, you know, a $500 blaster. You know, I'm gonna finish up the measurements this afternoon and write it all up and put it out there and then shoot a video on it and post the video this weekend because people want to know what they can get for $500.
Sure.
And it's my job to share the numbers with them. You know, the math don't lie. 3.14 is always pi. But at least you can go into it by looking at these reviews, and that's one of those reviews that I'll make public on YouTube a week later. But you can go into it by looking at these reviews and go, okay, this is a sample of one. You have to understand that. But at least you know the math behind it now, and you know what you're getting for $500 or $8,000. Depending on what I'm reviewing.
Right. So I guess on YouTube a lot, I get a lot of requests. Can you compare this gun to this gun? Like I can call one of these companies and go, hey, listen, I got a request on YouTube the other day, and I need to get one of your guns in to review this gun. You know, I have reviewed some very nice weapons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've seen them.
Yeah, and I think they're representative of the various niches that are out there. I think it's probably impossible for me to review all of them. And, I've been lucky enough to be able to create relationships with ones that I do have. But I see this. Some of these people are trying to find that shortcut to where they don't have to go out there and, you know, buy once and cry a lot. you know.
Right. But, well, and, so. And to be honest, even the reviews that you do, right, it's a sample of one.
Right.
And the company sending you the gun knows that they're sending you a gun to review. So do you really think they're going to send you a piece of junk? No. Of course not. Hopefully not. You know, and so that's the deal. You know that you're getting a gun that was probably handpicked for you to review. And that's okay, you know, because you can be honest about that. And people will look at it, people that know will look at it and go, okay, this is a sample of one, and they picked this particular gun to send a bill to review. So it is what it is.
Well, I see that, and that's one thing that Joe did stress to me. I'd be like, "Yeah, I got this gun, and I thought this was perfectly okay." Everybody says it's not as okay as I think it is. And Joe's like, "Think about this now. You think they're going to send you just a regular? They're going to snatch one off the rack and send it to you to review? That's just regular, right. Anyway."
Yeah, I mean, that's,
had not thought of it that way.
It's the truth of the industry.
Yeah,
right. Gun companies don't send reviewers guns that off the line. They don't do that ever. That's why when I did the first Ruger review, you know, people were blown away that I went and bought a gun at a gun shop and did a review on it. They were like, "Holy smokes, nobody would do that."
We're gonna have to pick this up next week because I want to hear about this, but we have run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me, Bill. As always, it's a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Find Joe at ChambersCustom.com. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.